question was asked.
And if you ask on the web,
the question was asked, do we recommend large age differences when a person gets married? So it says in the mitzvah of Yibum, it says when a person passes away without children, so the brother has a mitzvah to marry his sister-in-law, right? Ordinarily, it's biblically prohibited to marry a sister-in-law, and the children would be bastards, mamzerim. But there's one exception, the Torah says, if he dies without children, so then the brother has a mitzvah to marry his sister-in-law, mitzvah of Yibum. The Talmud derives that it says over there that he goes up to the elders, and the Talmud says, "Notanim lo etza ha-hogenet lo." They give him advice that's fit for him. The Talmud says, if he's very old and she's very young, or he's very young and she's very old, then we would recommend to him, hey, even though there's a mitzvah to marry here, it might not be recommended in this circumstance. And in Avot Rabbi Natan, in Masech Derech Eretz, it says, don't marry a girl that there's a huge age difference between you, because you're going to reach an age where you're going to want to settle down. You're going to reach an age where you won't have strength, and she's going to have all the strength in the world. And when a girl is very young and vivacious, so she's going to want to party a little bit more. And that's normal. I'm saying we're talking about pious people. We're not talking about partying improperly. Part of marriage, it says that even rabbis, when they're intimate with their wives, it says there's a certain amount of joking and festivity that goes on between the two of them in privacy. And if she's younger and she's more energetic and he's already older, so that he's not going to be energetic enough for her. And so the Talmud recommends there should not be a large age difference between a husband and wife. And nonetheless, we do have stories that the Talmud also brings, in Avot Rabbi Natan and also in Tractate Ketubot, where there were young women who married older men for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons, and it did work out right. And we don't always say, this is the formula and it won't work if you break away from the formula. And that's part of the responsibility of both parties when they're dating to think about whether it matches or not. And we don't always have a right to interfere and come to a girl and tell her, you know, he's 15 years older than you, you shouldn't marry her.
I'm not talking about 15 years, I'm talking about like 20, 30 years.
So I think that's every person's responsibility. And I could tell you that when...
It's not more than 10 years.
When I set people up, so part of my questionnaire, part of the shidduch questionnaire is that I ask people, do you have someone to consult with? And I won't set someone up until they have someone to consult with, because what I found over the years is that people really hurt themselves. People agree to things they shouldn't agree to. I had more than once people that got engaged and broke the engagement for stupid reasons, really stupid reasons. So I've realized that it's not worth investing the time to help someone get to set someone up if they don't have someone responsible who they're taking their counsel from. There should at least be another party in the picture, someone with experience. And you're right, sometimes they could guide them not to make mistakes.